This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is the Get Booked podcast, sort of. We are recording on January 29th. I am Jen Northington. I'm here with our managing editor, Vanessa Diaz, and we are coming to you from Book Riot.
Guess who's back? Yeah, I've been singing that all day. We're not really back. We're kind of back. We're sort of
we're
back.
We're kind of back.
Back late.
Yeah, the big news is that we're going to do an experiment in this feed. We're going to tell you exactly what that will consist of in just a minute. So if you only want like the top line TLDR, you can listen through to that. Then we're going to talk a little bit about why. But first, welcome, Vanessa, our like resident, very special episode Coal host.
I would like to add podcast consultant to my resume. Podcast revision consultant, maybe.
You're just so good at it.
I'm actually really jazzed to have the conversation, so I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's been an interesting like moment, what with like ATV going through some changes and then, you know, obviously Get Booked having to figure out some new things and like what podcast is going to be next. Hopefully everybody else can just continue doing what they're doing.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. But yes, anyway, I'm excited to talk through this brainchild experiment with you.
Me too. We're going to talk some juicy things.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about some juicy stuff. Okay. So let's see. Let's do like a little sponsor break just for funsies.
This episode is sponsored by The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy. Robbie and Trevor Cressmont have enough wealth to ensure they'll never be found guilty of any wrongdoing, even if everyone believes they're behind the deaths of their ex-girlfriends. Let us all take a collective angry sigh at that. Lauren O'Brien, the new girl at school, has a dark past of her own, and she's desperate for a fresh start. Except when she starts a relationship with Robbie, her chance is put in jeopardy. During what's meant to be their last weekend together, Lauren stumbles across evidence that might just implicate Robbie. And after a third death rocks the town, she must decide whether to end things with Robbie or risk becoming another cautionary tale. This is an edge-of-your-seat YA thriller that's perfect for fans of Karen McManus and Holly Jackson. Make sure you pick that up now wherever books are sold. And thank you once again to The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy for sponsoring today's show.
And now for the big reveal. Drum roll. That's the worst drum roll I've ever done.
I just went, so like, I was like, yeah, just make existential dread noises. Right. I don't dread this news. It was just like, I forgot what a drum roll sounded like. And this is the perfect thematic revelation.
I know. So, okay. So we're going to do an experiment. We, through the months of August, September, and October. I remember how to do this. I swear. September, and October, we're going to spend 3 months. I have a plan. It's yes. Not just going to be random stuff. It's a whole plan. But we're going to spend that time seeing, A, if it works for y'all. Does it work for us? Is it sustainable? Are people interested in it? And where we're going to start is with a revamp of The Handcell. Some of you might remember a show we did for a while called Recommended, which was one of my podcast babies. I loved that show so much. And we were like, well, what if we smashed up The Handcell and Recommended? So we're going to have guest authors come talk about three books that they love. And obviously, we'll give them a moment to like talk about their own book. But yeah, we're going to hear favorite books from authors. It'll be an interview style show. And that will be every other Thursday, starting the first week of August. And then I am super proud of this idea. It's been nice to see that other people like it, too, because I was like, is this actually any good? Like, I don't know.
It's always great when you're like, oh, people like this.
Yeah, people like this. So that's obviously the Handcell part, but we still want to give you the personalized reading recommendations part. Oh. But also, we can't do it the same way we were doing it. So we're going to do a thing that we're going to call human versus algorithm. And once a month, two hosts, myself and somebody else, will come on. We will take four listener questions from the archives, or if y'all want to keep sending them in for this purpose, you can do that too. But we'll select four listener questions from the Get Booked, unanswered list. And one of us will give a personalized recommendation, and the other one will be in charge of finding an algorithm-supplied recommendation. And we will talk about, is it a good rec? Like, which one is better? Mm-hmm. Does the algorithm make sense? Like, all of that fun, juicy stuff.
I love this idea so deeply.
Right? It's going to be fun. And then we'll also shout out a couple books that we just, like, wish more people would read. And that will be Human versus Algorithm. And it'll happen once a month. So you'll get three of those episodes, one each in August, September, and October.
And let's talk a little bit about why we're doing this way.
Yes.
So, once upon a time, One Book Riot was very small, S-M-O-L. We came up with all these wonderful podcasts that we've been so happy to bring to y'all and to see, you know, how well you've received them. We started off with just a couple and then have, you know, branched out into genres, et cetera. And, for those of you who have been loyal listeners to Get Booked, for example, you'll know that once upon a time, yeah, Amanda and Jen actually gave double the recommendations, yes, per
it's
question.
More than double.
No, more than double. Yes. It was because three we did picks?
We did two picks per question, but we did eight questions.
Exactly.
So
again, do the math there. And when you first start a podcast like that, or any kind of recommendation, you know, situation, like, that is probably sustainable.
Yeah.
And then they changed the podcast several years ago to instead include less questions, less recommendations per question. So they were just each doing one recommendation. But that is still so many books. And you might say, well, you know, dig into your backlist knowledge. And this, I mean, Jen and Amanda were both former booksellers. I'm a former bookseller. We've worked in the bookish internet for some time. But that is easier said than done as well. It's a thing we want to still continue to do. But it was a lot of questions and often a lot of reading for a weekly show.
Right.
That we continue to try to do as much as possible. And then, as you all probably know, Amanda recently also left Left Book Riot. We still keep in touch. But all of that together with also this collective, I think, reckoning of where everybody is right now, period, without even taking into consideration that the model of the show was just not going to be sustainable much longer, especially as Jen has taken on new responsibilities, as everybody else in the company has taken on. Like, you know, we've grown, we've been promoted, we do new stuff. And to try to do all of those things while still existing in this moment of sort of collective trauma, I guess is the only real way to put it, was a, like, okay, we cannot just do the old, you know, put someone else in Amanda's shoes, if for no other reason than because it's who could fill Amanda's shoes?
Right. I know. Right. Truly.
So here we are wanting to do something, right? And that's still, you know, reader service, but also we can do.
I was thinking about it this morning as I was, like, getting my coffee ready. And I was thinking about how, like, oh, yeah, remember when we used to do two recommendations per question? Mm-hmm. And I remember that one of the reasons that we eventually were like, we need to change this was because, especially when you're trying not to repeat,
exactly,
you run out of books. So, like, 16 books per episode per week. Like, that's, I can't do math that fast in my head. That's a lot. It's like 64 books a month.
It's so many.
Like, that's, like, most people don't read 64 books a year. And, like,
some people don't read it in a lifetime.
Right. And, like, you can't, you have to target it too. It's not like you can recommend any 64 books.
Yeah.
Like, they have to be specific. So then, dropping it to one each and seven questions, that's still, you know, a lot of books. Again, math I'm not going to do on the fly, but, like, it's a lot of books. And, you know, again, Amanda and I, both of us read fast. Both of us were very willing to, like, do research when we couldn't read.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a certain amount of, you know this, Vanessa, booksellering, like, you get used to, like, picking up on, like, oh, yeah, this is the kind of book that's good for this kind of person.
Even if I've never read it. Yeah.
Even if I've never read it. Exactly. Like, I feel confident enough in my, like, ability to, like, do some research, talk to people, you know, and then move forward. But some of our hosts are not comfortable recommending stuff they haven't read, and, like, getting people to fill in on this show has always been a little bit of a big ask.
Hello, I mean, I'm going to give you six questions for books that you know, and some, Jen was always really, really nice about, and Amanda, about, like, trying to softball it for us so that when I went on, someone wasn't recommending, like, or asking for, you know, I don't know, steampunk westerns, and I'm like, she just tried to tailor it to like what we like to read. But that's only if those questions are available. Like, yes. You know, it doesn't always work that way. Like Jen said, you can't just recommend any. Someone's like, please give me, you know, science fiction. I'm like, have you read this romance?
Right.
Which we do sometimes do if it fits the bill. But
well,
yes.
It's true. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been, and especially again, if you're trying not to repeat books, which people were justifiably annoyed at. Like, there was a year where we just recommended Alexander Chee's Queen of the Night to everyone.
I read Queen of the Night because of you two. I was a baby Book Riot fan back then. I was like, I need to read this book. And I associate it with both of your voices.
That makes me so happy to hear. I mean, we truly did not feel bad about that. That was a very sorry, not sorry moment.
Yes.
But we took everybody's point. It's like, yeah, okay. Like, if you're just recommending the same books all the time, purpose of the show is a little bit defeated. And then I was thinking about, okay, yeah, like sustainability, like a lot of us are not able to read as much or as fast as we once were because our brains are just overloaded.
Yep.
And again, as Vanessa said, like some of us have less time for reading because we've taken on other duties or like we're trying to like, I don't know, do things in the world. Like have...
Or we're on multiple podcasts.
Yeah. Or you're already on multiple podcasts, which everybody is at this point, I think. So, yeah, pretty much everyone. So, you know, the bandwidth is limited. So I was like, okay, how am I going to thread this needle? Because we do still want to give y'all personalized reading recommendations. Like that was the, you know, initial point of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it grew out of Jeff and Rebecca, right, doing the, you know, listener question, mom, dads and grads, et cetera, shows on the Book Riot podcast. And we were like, oh, we should make a whole podcast about this. And obviously it worked well and people really liked it. But it was definitely time for a rethinking in terms of, yeah, what's sustainable and what, but what's also fun and interesting to listen to.
Yes.
So again, though, this is an experiment, right? So if it turns out that like y'all don't like it or we don't like it or
or a combination of the above
or a combination of those things, you know, we'll do something else. So it's also kind of nice though to think about like it, this show has been so regular for it's every week for 5 years kind of thing. I mean, I guess it was bi-weekly initially, but it became weekly pretty early on if I recall.
Yeah. And then correctly. You throw in Hansel too. And yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I'm excited to play around with it a little bit. Obviously it's bittersweet. You know, we miss Amanda Nelson a lot. But you know, she's out there doing the thing.
Occasional, I was going to say, I'll do some singing.
Awesome. Yes.
Remind us.
Yeah, we need like
funny noises.
Delilah after dark voice at some point, you know.
Yes.
There's a lot of faux singing for sure.
Yes. I'm actually really excited about the literal human versus algorithm part because I know when I've done recommendations, whether because of my on-site writing or, you know, when we pitch in for TBR or whatever, it is always very interesting, sometimes in a funny way and sometimes in a not funny way, on what you might find on the internet when you ask for a recommendation. Sometimes I'm like, oh, cool, spot on. And other times I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, so. Right. Exactly. You're like, what were you thinking, computer? I'm actually very excited about that aspect of it too. And because I'm going to leave it up to whoever's got it for that question to figure out which algorithm they want to use. Like, are they going to rely on StoryGraph? Are they going to rely on Amazon or Goodreads or like whatever? Like, find a book recommendation, like, find a site that will give you an algorithm recommendation and put in the book and like see what happens. And I think that's going to be probably occasionally terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I hope sometimes it's great, but I'm actually looking forward to the ones where I'm like, no.
Yeah. But, because it's kind of fun to try to reverse engineer. Like, why? Yeah. Why was this? Why this book? Why? So
it's going to be the Wild West out here, but we're going to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, Jen kind of teased this a little bit at the top of the show, but when we referred to me coming on as the quote unquote podcast consultant, it's because we had this same conversation over on the podcast I co-host once a month, and plus backlist, which is all the books and all the backlist. And that one was actually a rotation of hosts, or is a rotation of hosts. Mm-hmm. We had Once Upon a Time, again, to take us back to ye olde Book Riot times. It was just Liberty and Rebecca, who single-handedly by themselves every Tuesday would each present four books that were coming out that week. And then that became unsustainable. Rebecca, obviously, once she kind of, you know, moved up, then it ended up coming down to just Liberty and then a rotation of hosts. And mm-hmm. then those rotations of hosts have often had to change because, again, mm-hmm. the model is just not sustainable for everyone. And I know our audience, like, if you actually look at the statistics on how many books an average American reads a year, the kinds of people that come to our site like to balk at that because I think the statistic is it like 12 or like less
yeah,
than 12?
Yeah, it's 12? Like 12 makes you a power reader.
Yeah, whereas our people are out here reading, you know, anywhere from like 60 to 400 books a year. So I get that mm-hmm. that sounds unrealistic, but it isn't when you are also, because the other misconception that we sometimes get, which is, you know, it's fair, is that because we work in books that there is like a chunk of time where we just sit and read on the clock. And I cannot tell you how deeply, deeply wrong. Every once in a while will sneak like, oh, I got 15 minutes in and then I yes. feel like I won the day. But most of the yes. reading that people that work in books and publishing do is actually off the clock. So combining all of that, we just realized that asking, like, you know, all the books hosts to do all of that wasn't going to work. So it was the first time we'd ever been brave enough to do that. And we had mm-hmm. that very special episode where we talked to each other for the first time, by the way, because those, you know, rotating hosts were like never on the same call at the same time. Right. We only ever talked to Liberty. So it was the first time I got to talk to Danica and Tirza and to Patricia. But that was the first time that we'd ever done that. And the response that we got from you all as listeners was the thing that really, not to be cheesy, but like warmed my heart. And the people were like, mm-hmm. A, yes, please. Like, we have wondered how you were able to make this happen as long as you did. Or a lot of folks just thanked us for being real about how we were all feeling with the state of the world. And, you know, it feels like 20 things have happened since then to, you know, yeah. further make us all feel, feel the feelings. They were really thankful to us for having just said it out loud, because I think everybody's feeling that way and whatever it is that they do for a living. Like, oh, I have to do capitalism, but, you know, things are happening outside my door that make me not want to. So
show title,
I have to do capitalism. So I hope that this is a conversation and an experiment that succeeds. And I also hope that us having just this talk is a further reminder to everybody that we're all just doing our best and that we are yeah. still trying to do stuff that meets in the middle of that Venn diagram between what's fun for us to do and that's fun for you to listen to. And hopefully it works out.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang. So this is an interesting love story. It's great for fans of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and High Fidelity. It's set in the mid-90s at NYU. And it follows young Wang, who has gotten the advice of love through Chinese numerology from his uncle. So he believes that he will have 7 great loves in his life. And then he meets Irena in 95. And she's like the best. She's brilliant, charismatic, quick-witted, funny. They fall in love. But the thing is, she's number 6. So if he is to have 7 great loves, does that mean his time with Irena is going to come to an end? So this is a love letter to Western pop culture, Eastern traditions, and being a first-generation New Yorker. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang, for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah. 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 It's going to be interesting. I am pretty jazzed about it. I am pretty jazzed about it. Because
I'm jazzed
about
you coming up with the idea.
Yeah. Well, right. That too. I mean, I really didn't want it to just go away entirely. Yeah. You know, I know
it felt
we
weird.
Said in the... Yeah, it felt really weird. We said in the last episode, like, it's not like I'm not grateful for the break because, you yeah. know, every week till the heat death of the sun is mm-hmm. a lot. And I was grateful for the break, but it was like, you know, it is impossible to just like, okay, now we're just going to do something else without Amanda. Like, sure, yeah. here we go. So it was, you know, I did some personal brainstorming. I did some brainstorming with Jeff and Rebecca. I did some brainstorming with Vanessa. Like, we all, you know, thought and thought and thought about it. And it was an interesting exercise to try to figure out, like, okay, what do people like about the show? How yeah. do we give it? How do we give that to you, but in a new and, again, more sustainable form? Like, how do we thread that needle? And I'm not, like, 100% convinced that I'm right, but I was really proud of actually having an idea.
No, seriously. Book Riot is in a stage too now. I mean, we've been around for 10 years where like we're just, you know, and we've always, I think, been to some degree pretty good at this, but we're definitely like, okay, sometimes you just have to experiment and like see if a thing works. And we have many of those things that have and have not worked. Jen brought up the example that The Handcell is sort of a revamp of the way we used to do Recommended, which is a show I loved. And I know a lot of people did too. Like I loved it deeply. My TBR blew up and it was so great to see some of my favorite people recommending the books that they said shaped them when I was such a big fan of their work. But for those who don't know, the production that used to go into that was much more complicated because it wasn't what it's now going to be, which is Jen not having to silence herself. She's actually going to be part of the show and get to interview these people. But before, Jen was having to edit, like it was produced. It was, you know, taking sound bites from like what they said and like making them work. Now it's hopefully going to be. And I personally think that the interview format is more interesting. Like I love the idea of having some back and forth. But and still getting everything I loved from that show.
We were trying to do a couple things with the way that Recommended was produced. Like we were like, can we do like something a little more like NPR style for lack of a better comp? And like, like, is it more interesting to just hear the author? But we, you know, nobody can just monologue. So we would just take out the interviewer. And yeah, it was it did end up being a big lift for production purposes. And also we had trouble marketing it. Like podcast marketing is such a black box. You don't even know. Like it is, unless you're in the industry, it's just impossible to tell what works in a lot of ways aside from spending $1 million on Facebook ads. Like that'll work, but like not everybody can do that. Nor should we all. So
On the advertiser side, somebody had to bring that up to me, which is so like intuitive now. But like, you know, everything that you consume on the internet, whether that's podcasts or whatever, like advertising dollars are how they're able to do that. That's not a secret. But with everything else, you can generally be like, this is how many clicks your thing got, right? And this is how many whatever. And with podcasts, it's just like, people heard your book 900 times and in theory went off and like, you know, it's just harder. It's a thing that's harder to measure. But obviously we all know that tons of us spend time in the podcast space. Yes. So how do we make it all work?
Yeah. So I am excited though about getting to chatty chat with these authors. I've already started my interview wish list.
I was going to say this sounds, but that wish list would be long.
Well, Vanessa, this is the problem. I counted. I only actually have 7 spots because it's only a 3-month experiment and it's biweekly. Yikes. So I was like, oh my God. So
a new daily podcast from Book. No, we won't.
Jen interviews everyone forever. It could happen. No, it cannot. It actually cannot.
It really cannot.
But I really, and so I had to let go of having like the perfect, you know, lineup.
Yeah.
And I am just aiming for like, you know, different voices, different genres, you know, who looks interesting, who's got a book coming out, because it's easier to schedule interviews with people who have books coming out.
Yes, so absolutely.
There will be some familiar names, but there's also some folks that I think will be new to y'all. And I'm excited about that, too. I like to mix that up as well. So, but yeah, only having 7 spots is kind of a buzzkill when I went to go put together my wish list, because I was like, wow, that is not a lot of spots.
Don't mind me hacking into your calendar and like somehow making it so that you don't get the wrong appointment date. I'm like, hello, author. Jen is sick today. Really? I saw her on Instagram. No, she's sick today. It's actually me. That or we just do lots of author interviews in one show and speed them up like chipmunk style. Like,
The Handcell is now 3 hours long. So it's going to be 14 authors per episode.
Welcome to Handcell Theater, a la like Master B. I'm the bad idea person. Jen's the good idea person. This is where we each have very distinct jobs. And mine is like, run a website. It's fine. I swear, I do things.
I mean, human versus algorithm is honestly the best idea I've had in like 3 years. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's great. The best. Jen sent it to me in like an Asana task, and I was reading through it like, yes, I like it. All I saw was like, like the words human versus algorithm. Like, I have questions.
Yeah.
And liked it. Yeah. No, we're over here throwing pasta at the wall until something sticks. But I really do genuinely like the idea. I think it's going to be
fun. Yay. It is going to be fun. It is going to be fun.
I hope so. I mean, for you now that this like it works and is successful, because then we can, you know, add more authors to that mix and not have to have you do the like,
you must be the chosen seven.
Yes, yes, yes. It is. I hope it works, because I do think these are going to be fun for us to do. And I hope people will like listening to them.
I hope so too.
I've already started, you know, claiming my victims for who will play human versus algorithm with me, and it's gonna be a good time. So
I think it'll be great.
I'm available for another very special conversation.
Oh well, good to know.
Yes. Unlike on all the backlist when I introduced, I just didn't even introduce myself. I just decided to put myself in the feed and like not actually say, "Hey, I've joined this rotation." Again, this is why I'm not the idea person.
You've got other things going on.
Yes, but still, I was just like, "Hi, I'm just going to start talking," and never once explained, like, "Oh, I'm one of the new hosts on the show." So I,
that's anyway, fine. People have heard you on the main show, right? Like,
yes,
they know who you
yes,
are.
In theory, yes.
In theory. All right. Well, did we cover everything? I think we did.
We're excited to ride this wave with y'all. We hope everybody loves it, like you said, and we continue to listen to it. Thanks for being such loyal listeners all this time, and for Get Book 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the messages that came through when we announced the, you know, temporary shutdown of the show were very lovely. So thank you all for those. That was very, very sweet. All right. So, yes. So this is your reminder to tune in early August for the very first new Hansel episode. Aww. And then they will run every other Thursday until the end of October. And Human versus Algorithm will be once a month on Thursdays that don't have a Hansel episode. I don't know how better to explain that part of it. Like, it's going to alternate.
Just, but you know, as long as you're subscribed, it'll drop into your feed.
Yes,
so just
exactly.
Do that.
You will not have to go looking for it. It will be there in your podcatcher as long as you stay subscribed to this feed. So, yeah, thank you all so much for listening. And thank you in advance. Pretty, pretty please. Yay. Send us your feedback about these new style episodes. Get booked at bookriot.com. We cannot wait to hear your thoughts. Although, obviously, like, please be kind. If you hate it, you
Happy
can tell
thoughts.
Us you hate it, but like, be nice about it, maybe.
With kind hatred, reader.
Exactly. Respectful hatred. Fine. Okay, yes. And then obviously, for more recommendations for books, you can always get those at bookriot.com. You can find our other podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. Speaking of finding people, Vanessa, where can people find you?
I'm mostly on the gram posting either pictures of books or my niece and nephew at Buenos Dias SD. That's Buenos and then Dias, like my last name, SD.
Your like niece and nephew are ridiculously adorable.
I'm obsessed. Note. Like, you would think people are like, "Oh, do you have children?" I'm like, "No, they're not my children. I just like to post them a lot because they're cute." And yes. So yeah. Fun. So that's me.
It's that big aunt energy. I love it. I love it.
I aspire.
Yes, same. I am also I'm mostly on nothing right now. I'm taking like my semi-regular summer break, it turns out. But when I'm posting, you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr as Jen IRL, JennIRL, or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. So we will see you in August.